Netflix's American Experiment doc features Hillary Clinton calling the Electoral College an abomination. By Warner Todd Houston on June 23, 2026. Still hurting over her crushing loss to President Donald Trump in the 2016 election, longtime election denier Hillary Clinton is bashing the Electoral College, which she is now calling an abomination. Clinton is seen ripping the way America has elected its presidents from the very beginning of the Republic in a new Netflix documentary entitled, The American Experiment. The former First Lady, turned Secretary of State under Barack Obama, is still incensed over losing her 2016 bid for the White House to then-first-time candidate Donald Trump. And it's clear she thinks the 239-year-old constitutional election system is illegitimate. In 2016, Trump topped Clinton in three key states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, winning these states by 80,000 votes, giving him the edge in the Electoral College. Documentary director by Brian Knappenberger says that he was prepared for fireworks when he asked Clinton about losing her bid for the White House. She has rarely spoken candidly about that election night, and we're really happy she talked about it for the series. She has a unique perspective as one of only five people in American history to lose the presidency after winning the popular vote. The 2016 election also stands out because Hillary Clinton defeated Donald Trump in the popular vote by such a significant margin, Knappenberger said. When he asked, Clinton replied, "Well, I personally think the Electoral College is an abomination. For obvious reasons. The election system, which was put in place by the founding fathers of this country in 1787, has been the forum for electing every single president we have yet had. And in 2016, Trump won the vote 304 to Hillary's 227, out of a total of 538 cast. As to the final tally of the popular vote, Democrat Hillary won it with 65,853,514 votes, 48.2%, to Republican Donald J. Trump's 62,984,828 votes, 46.1%. Trump is one of five presidents who won the White House despite not winning the popular vote. The remaining four were John Quincy Adams in 1824, Rutherford B. Hayes in 1876, Benjamin Harrison in 1888, and George W. Bush in 2000. Of that list, the most lopsided loss total was in 1824 when Andrew Jackson won 40.45% of the popular vote to John Quincy Adams 32.74%, yet Jackson lost to Adams on a 15-vote Electoral College difference. Hillary Clinton has many times played the election denier and has said that the 2016 election was somehow illegitimate. She has made claims that U.S. elections have been illegitimate several times, including 2016. Hillary Clinton claimed the Supreme Court took away a presidency in Bush v. Gore. 2017, Hillary Clinton said she would not rule out questioning the legitimacy of the 2016 election. 2020, Hillary Clinton insisted the 2016 presidential election was not conducted legitimately, saying, "We still don't really know what happened." She even denied the results of a statewide election when in 2020 she said she believed Stacey Abrams would have won Georgia's gubernatorial race if she had a fair election and that Stacey Abrams should be governor but was deprived of the votes she otherwise would have gotten. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.